GAA on Off the Ball.
Now, welcome back. So we're turning to events at Croke Park yesterday. Galway are All-Ireland champions. A brilliant win over Kilkenny. 3-14 to 17 points. Lots of you watching on TV, no doubt. And we're joined by the captain, Sarah Dervin, who was on with us earlier on this year. And Niamh Kilkenny, who had a brilliant performance, as I'm sure you all saw yesterday. Guys, how you doing? First of all, congrats. To set the scene, you're both on speakerphone outside a pub somewhere, is what I'm being told.
Just after crossing the Shannon there with the cup, so just having a magical day now more than anything.
Brilliant. And so what's been the story this morning? Is it been up, Sarah, and hanging out together and getting on the bus, or have you been doing different things, or what's been the morning like?
Well, the morning we got up and we went to visit Cumberland Hospital, and then we went on to Temple Street, so that was fabulous. Now it was a lovely experience to see all the kiddies in there. And then we went from that to Kinnegad to Supermax Plaza, and now we're just after crossing the Shannon. So pretty full on morning, but it's just been unbelievable.
I'd say it has. What was last night like, Niamh?
Very good. It was very good. You can hear it out of my voice. But it was a really enjoyable night, and we just had massive support from all the people in Galway, and a lot stayed up and hung around the hotel for a while, and then a lot joined us in the banquet. It was a really memorable night.
We can hear it from your voice. We should touch on what, I mean, a team needs everyone to play well to win in Ireland. Niamh, everybody raving about your performance yesterday. Are you conscious when you're in the midst of a really good performance like that, geez, this is going really well for me, I'm in this, I'm playing well, I know I'm having a good game? Were you kind of aware of how well it was going for you?
No, to be honest, not. Because, talking to people after the match, they were saying how brilliant the game it was. And, when you're in the middle of it, you're just kind of concentrating on the next ball, and you're hoping that you'll do the right thing with the ball. It's hard to take it all in when you're out in the middle of it. But, we look forward to watching it back, because, it was a massive team performance. Every girl really put their shoulders to the wheel, and, it was massive intensity brought again yesterday, and we're just delighted with the outcome.
Sarah, I presume you could see what a good game Niamh was having.
Oh, I could definitely see it. I was like, Niamh, keep it up there, away from me, good momentum. She was unbelievable yesterday, absolutely. Deserves full credit for her Player of the Match award. As Niamh said, team performance, every girl was out there and died with their boots on, and we gave it everything we had, and the huge intensity and the work rate and the team play was just unbelievable. It was just great to get over the line.
And Sarah, in the build-up, a lot of people said this game was going to be very open, that this was going to be an open final, this would be high scoring. And it did transpire that way. There was a combined 3-31 scored. So it's the highest scoring final since 1988. Did you guys go out kind of almost knowing, look, this could be a bit of a shootout and we've got two attacking teams here? Was that something you were pretty much expecting, Sarah? Or were you even a bit taken aback at how free-flowing it was?
No, we kind of just really focused on our own game and our own game plan, and we knew that if we took the game to Kilkenny, that we were in with a massive shout, and we knew when the ball was thrown in that we had to hit them and hit them hard, and I suppose we did. And look, our forwards were absolutely on fire the last day, and to get three goals in the first half was massive for us, and gave us huge belief going in at halftime.
I guess that's the moment, Niamh, isn't it? If you were to boil it down, those few moments before halftime. Two goals, you go in 6 points up. Ultimately, you win by 6 points. In the dressing room, I'm sure you probably were aware of the intermediate game where Galway gave up a big lead. But in the dressing room, 6 points up, what was kind of the tone? I mean, I presume you're turning around to each other and saying, we've got such a big chance here, but we've got to tune in. Or was there excitement, or was there a sense of, geez, Kilkenny are still right in this? Can you remember the vibe at halftime?
The vibe was very much... that is kind of nil all again going out at half time, because we've had a past experiences with Kilkenny, and they're a very good team, and you're talking about the forwards there, if they got to get space at all, they would do damage. So we knew that we had to keep the head down and focus on our own. We missed some goals as well in the first half that we were disappointed with, but our kind of motto was just to work a bit harder and try and keep the scoreboard ticking over then.
Niamh, you've been around the scene. You've been in big games, won big games, lost big games. What's been different about Galway this year?
It's just that, it's a group of girls. It's a real collective effort from everyone. We've been back training a lot earlier this year, I suppose, as well. But, you know, it's a good mixture of youth and experience in this team. And, you know, the younger girls yesterday really stood up. And, you know, Catherine Trinity was a late call up during the weekend. You know, she had a massive contribution to the game yesterday, I thought. The young girls there as well, and Carrie Dolan, these are all only 19, 20 years of age. And, you know, it's really a massive effort from everyone there, really. And Ashley Shute as well, that's got us over the line.
Yeah, what stood out for you, Sarah, about the effort this year or the difference this year?
I think our management team deserves a lot of credit for all the work they've put in. I suppose we kind of fed off everything they were bringing for us, and they always, you know, demanded the best for us and left no stone unturned. And their attention to detail was just unbelievable this year. And I suppose they kind of set a belief in us that we probably didn't have in the last few years. And every group, every player just grew from that. And, you know, they made us believe we were the best. And thankfully, it paid dividends yesterday.
Because, Sarah, like any All-Ireland you win is obviously a very, very good All-Ireland. But when you come through and you beat Cork in the semi-final and then you go on and beat Kilkenny, when you beat those big two, that's a brilliant way to do it. Like, nobody can argue then, and you've taken on the best and you've beaten the best. So it's a great All-Ireland no matter how you go about it, but when you, there must be an extra little bit of satisfaction that you've managed to see off Cork and Kilkenny in the same year.
Yeah, like, it is. It's huge. Like, and I suppose the Waterford game, we were probably out hurled for the first 40 minutes, and then we kind of took the game to Waterford and thankfully came out, and that was a huge kind of a bit of a wake-up call to ourselves, saying that we can't let this that start happen again. And you know, we brought massive work rate and intensity into the Cork game, and we knew we had to take another step and an improvement on that and grow from that, so to beat Kilkenny and compete with Kilkenny. And look, we worked so hard all year, and you know, we left everything on the field, and thankfully it just worked out in the end.
It's Galway's third All-Ireland in history in 96, 2013 and now 2019, so it's not like you've won a whole glut of these things. The support yesterday is worth touching on, Niamh. You were playing in front of 25,000 people, basically. They made plenty of noise. I presume that was a pretty nice experience too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, remember when I went on the field, just the crowd, the cheer from the crowd was unbelievable. And both had an intermediate there beforehand as well. Two teams in the final, Galway really did come out in force yesterday. And, you know, it's great for Camogie as well. And just to see the numbers rising every year at these ends of the finals. And, you know, it's a massive boost in when you're out in the field that, you know, you really have the crowd behind you. And we definitely felt that yesterday.
So listen, I'm conscious I'm keeping you guys away from the pub, so I'm not going to keep you much longer. That is the most important thing. What is the plan, Sarah, today? Like, are you just past the Shannon now? Are you heading back to Galway shortly, or is there a homecoming, or what's the crack?
So I think we're staying here for another, I'd say, half an hour in Athlone, and then I think it's on to Mullia, my home parish, which looks forward to seeing everyone there. And then I think we're going on from that into that great hotel. And that's where we're staying, thankfully.
Yeah, brilliant. Is your parish a small parish?
Yes. We're out in the sticks. So, yeah, no, it's just, look, it's a huge honour and privilege, and it's going to make everything real when we arrive in Mullia.
Wow, amazing. I kind of forget you're the captain. You get to go to your hometown. God, that's going to be kind of an emotional one.
It is, but, like, absolutely, like, there's been... But, look... There's all of us, like, we're all going to be going to the parishes, each and every one of our parishes at some stage. And, you know, it is a special moment. And I'm no doubt about it, we'll be down at Pierce's at some stage with Niamh. And it's just great to go out there, go out to clubs and see all the kids as well. That's also important.
When are you two planning on going back to work?
I'm back Wednesday.
I'm back Thursday.
You're back Wednesday, Niamh, is it?
Yeah, okay. I am. I was lucky to get, I'm teaching, so I was... thankfully got today and tomorrow off, but back Wednesday again now.
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to go, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
listen, congratulations. It was a brilliant performance. And like I said, it's a great All-Ireland to win. You beat Cork in the semi-final. You beat Kilkenny well in the final. You scored 3-14. A brilliant year put in. Enjoy the rest of tonight. Enjoy tomorrow and the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, girls. Thank you. I have to bring them in for a photograph. Goodbye.
That's the PRO as well. So that was Sarah Durbin, Captain Niamh Kilkenny, who was brilliant yesterday, and the press officer who's running around trying to do a million different things. We'll leave it there. GAA on Off the Ball.